The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Here's your question. Get ready. Here it is. Are we operating in disappointment more than in ultimate trust? Are we operating in disappointment more than we are operating in ultimate trust? And why? Ooh. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammy Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob. That's like a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Aww.
No drama. Isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to
ready
you.
Ready for the weekend?
Yep, I'm ready for the weekend. We got a lot of things we've got to discuss. We do have somebody calling in already, which just tells you how things are rolling right off the bat. So let me give you the ways to contact us, and then we shall see where it all goes, because we often don't know where it all goes. Bottom line is this, and here's what I want people to be aware of. Why it's a blessing to talk to Jammin' Jacob is a peaceful day and evening with no drama, and you've got Christmas coming up and people getting together with families. You should all be going, yes, I prefer that. I think you guys should know that. Other ways to get in touch with us besides calling is simply to text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here comes the non-professional voice from a non-professional radio guy doing a radio plug for a very simple text number.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D. There's five letters in that. And then the A thing with the circle around it, which is the at thing. He must increase from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. And then .org because we're a nonprofit entity. That's how that works. So you can call us. You can text us. You can email us. You can be for praise reports. I want to say that. We do have somebody on hold. We're going to get to them in a second. But you can call in praise reports. I just want to share something the Lord did. Blah, blah, blah. Excellent opportunity. Doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter if you're denominationally connected with one group or another group. Nobody cares. Stop making that such a big issue. We have unity as one Father. Jesus said when you pray, say, our Father. We are blood relatives, the blood of Jesus Christ. We drink of one Holy Spirit. Okay, there you go. That's the unity that Scripture tells us to keep, not to find. There we are. So if you've got a praise report, share it. If you've got a prayer request, tell us. We'll pray with you. We'll ask the Lord to help. Whatever it is, we are there to help the best we can and to encourage you, especially as we're going into the weekend. We just want to lift you up as best we can. We do have somebody on hold. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Sergio.
Hello, Brother Sergio. How are you, my friend?
Good, how are you?
Good. You know, somebody made a very good suggestion, Eric did, that you and I might be able to do some kind of YouTube thing where you ask questions and I give answers right on YouTube. I thought that was cool. I like that idea. So just to let you know, that's how popular you're becoming amongst the show. I want you to understand that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll talk about that later. How's that?
Okay, you got it. Well, how can I help you, my bro?
Hey, David. Well, first of all, Merry Christmas to you, your family, your staff, first and foremost. And second, I just want to keep it light because, you know, we've got the Christmas upon us. And,
yep.
You know, it's really like a three-day weekend for everyone, hopefully. But I just want to keep it light. And here's my question.
Okay.
So, and I'm just piggybacking off one of those fillers that you've got historically about, hey, talk to us about sports, food, et cetera. And I know, I think you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yep. What about it? Yep.
So David, so if for like Mexican food, tacos is kind of like the flagship plate. And like for American food, like hamburgers and hot dogs, maybe might be the flagship plate. What's the traditional plate for Jewish people? And are there any places here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that you recommend? And other than that, thank you for all you've done this past year for me personally. And have a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Likewise.
Okay. All right, what a great question, because it's not like it's difficult to ask. So let me tell you guys, you know, how he was talking about tacos, which is hilarious because my wife, that's her favorite, tacos, okay, right? And then my favorite is pizza, right? And Jacob, I think that's your favorite too, right? You like pizza?
Yeah, those are like my two favorites,
right,
pizza and tacos.
Right. So from a nationality point of view, we're all in trouble, okay? I'm just saying that right now, just so you can know. And then chocolate, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know, but I love whoever came up with it. That's all I'm going to say, all right? That's why I believe in heaven.
Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka. I believe that's hilarious. I believe, actually, there will be a planet chocolate in my heaven. See, if I cannot see and ear cannot hear and neither is entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared, you can come up with the best thing you can ever come up with in your life, best thing ever, and then recognize heaven is better because you can't even entertain what heaven's going to be like. So I have this theory that there's going to be planet chocolate. And then you get on the planet, and then the Lord lets you go crazy and you eat as much as you want. You don't gain any weight or any calories, and you just have as much chocolate as you want. That's part of my heaven. And see, since heaven is better than what I can come up with, I think that's pretty good right there. I'm telling you right now.
That does sound pretty good.
I mean, come on. You can go to this. I'm telling for golfers. Come on. You got to love this. Listen to this idea for golfers. And then I'll answer this question. Ready? For golfers, it's planet golf. It's one hole. It's an entire planet. See? Now, see how much fun that would be? See, that would be. I don't know what the handicaps would be, but that's not the point. Here it is. So he's asking traditionally on the food. It's a great question. I will tell you that there are many things. If you're talking about a medicine point of view, it's chicken soup. So I think everybody can understand chicken soup is a staple in the Christian homes. Now, This then becomes a preference choice as to what is traditionally, genuinely more Jewish than not Jewish. So you guys have probably very rarely heard of gefilte fish. We used to have quite a bit of gefilte fish, and then you'd have horseradish that goes with it. As Deb points out, matzo balls, matzo ball soups, very, very popular. Latkes, which are potato latkes, which are potatoes smashed down. I mean, it's not that big a deal. Brisket is huge. How huge is brisket? Brisket is the family go-to meal when you're having some kind of gathering. Just so you can know, brisket is huge. But I will give you the number one, without question. And I understand people will disagree, and I appreciate it, and I love them for that. But I will give you the number one Jewish food, beyond all Jewish food, that separates the true Jewish person from other pseudo-Jewish people, and it is simply this. Ready? Corned beef. Oh, baby! Corned beef, pastrami, on rye, Thousand Island, Swiss cheese. I'm telling you, coleslaw in the sandwich, not even outside the sandwich, in the sandwich, often called a New Yorker. That, my friends, for me, and for growing up in Detroit, that was the place. Now, there is a place or two in Dallas. I have not visited there. I'm just being honest. There was the best possible Jewish food, I'm just saying, is usually New York or Detroit or Chicago, because all their beef there is fed not by hay, but by corn. And so I always tell people, like I'd tell people in Arizona, would you rather have a plate of hay or a plate of corn? Well, that's what's going in the animal. So just think of it in those terms, okay? But that is, in fact, I know people are like going, this, you guys, you're so weird. Yes, well, that's the way it goes. It's an excellent question. I love my traditional food, but there is nothing to me like corned beef. And when Noelle and I went to Las Vegas, that's right, we've been in Las Vegas, get over it. And you go to Caesar's Palace. In Caesar's Palace, in the palace, I'm not telling anybody to go there and gamble. Listen to what I'm saying. In Caesar's Palace, in the Forum, there is a stage delicatessen. Stage delicatessen, one of the most famous delis in all the world. They fly their corned beef in every day fresh. Oh, that's where you go and you say, I have reached my place. It's that simple. And then, of course, for dessert, if you're truly classically Jewish, seven-layer cake is just like it's to die for. Okay. Anyway, now that we've got all that going on, now I'm much more hungry than I was before. So I want to say to Sergio, I love you, brother. It was a great question, but now I'm hungry, so thank you very much. Okay. We are going to also right now pray for Eric's wife, Lisa. Lisa's a big, she doesn't listen as much as Eric, but she listens and she knows, and Eric and her are super, super tight together. She's going through foot surgery. I don't know if she's out yet or not, but we're just going to pray for her. So we're going to open this up with prayer for Lisa, Eric's wife, through the foot surgery process. So she might be in it right now. She might have just been post that, but let's just pray for all to be blessed. Let's bring it to the Lord. Father, we come before you right now and we thank you and we praise you. We acknowledge you. We worship you. You are first and foremost, okay, in all of our hearts and minds. You are first and foremost. And so, Lord, we lift up Lisa to you right now as she's going through this surgery, and we ask you not only to give the doctors the wisdom they need, but to give Lisa just this wonderful report that it is going superbly well. And we're asking you to bless her. It's not easy to go through surgery and then go into a holiday. We're asking you to bless her and let this not be a diminished holiday for her. Let it still be a blessing for her and Eric and the family. We ask you to cover Eric. Let his heart be confident in your goodness and graciousness. We're asking you to protect them as a family, to bless them as a family, and to bring her through the process smooth as can be, Lord, only like you can do. And we just pray it in the name and the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, that is our job that we do here. It's not even a job. It's such a privilege to be able to pray for one another. We really need to think of things in that way. And in that process, if you need prayer, just call. We'll pray for you. Because the Lord is good. He's kind to us, right? And I do want to make a couple comments, and then we're going to probably have to go into the trivia early. But, you know, there's an extremely important modified schedule just modified the other day. So listen to me. Okay, watch this. Listen to me. Listen. On Monday, as you know, it's Christmas Day, and there will be a replay. But now also on Tuesday, there will be a replay. So on Monday and Tuesday, there will be a replay. You're saying, well, why? What happened? What's going on? Noel has a uncharacteristic, incredibly, first time in 5 years for her, day off after Christmas. And she's going to be working Christmas Eve all the way through, okay? So she gets Christmas off, and then the schedule fell in such a weird way that the bottom line is that she's off on Tuesday. So we are taking time to say we're spending it together the day after Christmas. And that day after Christmas, you know who we're going to see? Nobody. We're just going to hang out together. First of all, there'll be no drama. That's always nice. And then also, it will be no drama. So I'm just telling you this modified schedule next week, Monday and Tuesday. Now, I'm telling you now, I promise you, if you're just kind of like, you know, I just want to hear some of the show, whatever, both Monday and Tuesday replays are phenomenal. They are top 20 shows that we've done on the show. So it won't be that it'll be bad. It's just not going to be live. And we'll be live Wednesday, which I'm sure I'll have lots of rust in me. what am I doing? How do I do this? Okay. Anyway, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it would be 4 days without a show.
I know. In fact, when we exit on the end of the show, I have to say 118 and a half hours. So just remember that.
You're ready? You calculated it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I did. I already prayed it. All right. We're going to go into the trivia. Who knows what's going to happen today? I do have some really cool teachings, but we might not get to them. That's all right. Does that matter? No, sometimes you can just enjoy each other. You can just enjoy fellowship. And if you don't know how to fellowship through the radio, let me tell you how. I'm going to tell you how to do it right now. Here's how you fellowship through the radio. You listen and you respond. Fellowship is the give and the take, the hearing and the sharing, right? You can call in. You can send an email. You can text. You can just sit there and say it in your head. That's fine. But that's the fun of it. And fellowship is important. You think, well, I've got to be in the same room. No, you don't. When Paul was writing his own letters to people, he's like, I'm there with you in spirit. You think he made that up? Or I'm just making that up. No, that connection he had with them was real. We want that connection to be real for all of us, okay? And I will be praying again this segment for everybody going into the holiday, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But before we do all that, let's do our trivia question because, quite frankly, trivia, well, it's fun. So we do it. It's fun because it's fun, and we like to do it. That's why we do it. Here's your trivia question. These aren't really geared toward anything, but here we go. How long did Jesus fast in the desert? Was it 40 days and nights, 7 days and nights, or 30 days and nights? How long did Jesus fast in the desert? I'm going to guess you can figure out that we're talking days and nights. Was it 7 days and nights, 40 days and nights, 30 days and 30 nights? Which one was that? If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in, 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. This is a fake hint for those that do not know. I am older than these in years. That's true for so many people. I just thought it was funny. We do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. We're not waiting around today. We're going right for it. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Is this your first time calling, or have you called before?
No, this is my first time.
Well,
so I'm so surprised and excited.
Oh, I'm so happy for you to call. That's so wonderful. It's like a Christmas present for me. Thank you. I love
it. Well, me too. You're welcome.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I'll set it up for you, and then you can take it from there. I'll set it up, and then you give the answer. All right, how long did Jesus fast in the desert? Was it 40 days and 40 nights, 7 days and 7 nights, or 30 days and 30 nights?
40 days and 40 nights.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right! And so there's a lot of cool stuff that goes on. Some people think, well, that's connected to the 40 years in the desert for the children of Israel because Jesus was in the desert in the wilderness. So some people see that association there, and that's probably fairly accurate. It's also amazing that people don't realize that it was the Holy Spirit that led him out to that. And it was like people were like, wait, that seems tough. Yeah, sometimes that's where the Lord directs
you. It drove him into the desert.
Yep, exactly. Exactly right. So there are those times where, you know, yay, and there's other times where they're going, really? I'm going here? Wow. Okay. I'll do it. Excellent job for your first call. Please,
Thank you.
Call again as often as you can. Okay?
Oh, yes, sir. I will.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye. Okay. Excellent call. This is wonderful, right? How's that? Is that great? Yeah, I'm not getting to my teaching. I think everybody can figure that out. All right, so here's what we got because you only
Let's get like 20 trivia questions today.
It could be more than normal. I don't know. But I want to say something, and I want to be careful, and I want to be careful not to offend anybody in this process, not trying to offend. I'm just trying to be inclusive in this from a Christian point of view. So there are some people that go into Christmas, and let's just acknowledge it. Some people go into Christmas, and they go nutty. Okay, right? You know that, right? They don't just go in. They go in. I mean, they either raised that way or they, you know, like it's just something that they've, you know, they've come to and they really like. So that's wonderful. Some people go into Christmas, it's like very like, right? Like, yeah, okay, but I want to be careful. I didn't celebrate Christmas as an early Christian for the first couple of years because it was four Jewish boys from Detroit who all became Christians, and we didn't really catch on to Christmas until we started having families and stuff like that. There's other people that don't like to celebrate Christmas. They think it's very uncomfortable for them, and they don't like some of what is perceived to be the origins, which may or may not be true. That's not even the issue. What they do, though, is they don't like it. Commercialism, the gift-giving, so on and so forth. And then there's a whole secondary group that's like super legalistic that's like, oh, if you do it, you're the devil, and so on and so forth. So let's make this really easy, right? If you love to celebrate Christmas, God bless you. If you don't love to celebrate Christmas, God bless you. Don't put either of those on anybody else, since it is your consciousness that is responding to God. And there's if you read Romans 13, you get to find out pretty quickly that a person needs to be responsive to their consciousness before the Lord. So if you're one of those people that love it, awesome. If you come across somebody that doesn't, don't judge them. If you're a person that doesn't like it and you come across somebody that loves it, don't judge them. That's the kind of thing that irritates the Lord. If somebody decides to celebrate that day unto the Lord, then unto the Lord they celebrate it, as long as it is unto the Lord and not to anybody else. If somebody decides they don't want to celebrate it and they do that as unto the Lord, then let them do that as unto the Lord. Colossians 3:16 says, let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. So in other words, if it's a celebration, a festival, any kind of gathering, don't let anybody judge you. Not only do you not judge, you do not receive judgment, no matter what position you're in. What you do unto the Lord. What you don't do, you don't do unto the Lord. The way you approach it is, guess what? We do this unto the Lord. And the reason is because whether we're celebrating this day or every day, and in fact, that was the thing that Billy, Bruce, Larry, and I used to say, is every day for us is Christmas, because that's actually how we think of it. And I still think of it that way. But, you know, I got grandkids. If I don't give presents, there's problems. I'm just saying, I don't want to hear nothing about it. But here's the element of that. It doesn't matter. Do it unto the Lord. Do your life unto the Lord. Exist unto the Lord. And by the way, just so you can be aware, with me, there are many people, there is many opportunities during the Christmas time where people make a genuine rededication to Christ. And that has to be honored, because that is like the sinner coming home. So when those things take place, give them their proper due. When people are kind of different about it, don't freak out. It's not the differences. That's not the issue. It's the unity. That's the issue. Getting in to the kingdom, one door, one way, one path. But once you're in the body of Christ, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but the knee is substantially different than the ear, which gives you an understanding that the body of Christ has a lot of diversity once you're in. To get in, one way, through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me, is what Jesus said in John 14:6. And no, there's no room to reinterpret. But once you're in, there's a lot of diversity. 12 tribes, one Israel. All right, if you're in San Diego, we want you to hang out with us. All you got to do is go to hemustincrease.org and hit the Listen Live button or the KAAM app. If you're in Dallas, don't go anywhere. And if you're on the moon, I hope you're still listening. We'll be right back.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here is a DDD entitled Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Custom eyeglasses used on others. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. Stop. There it is. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. How do we see people in our lives? Saul saw David through jealous glasses. He put on these glasses. They weren't the ones from the Lord, right? They were glasses that had much more flesh in them, and then everything was tainted. This is what happens to you and I, and let's just do the honest, you know, those honest moments where we put on our glasses regarding some people, because almost every time we get a communication from them, there's just something coming that's just low. This is going to be lousy. I haven't even opened it. I'm already dreading it, right? Have you ever gone through that, right? Or every time this person texts me, I'm not smiling after I read it, or something along those lines. And it could be somebody who, you know, has got a spirit of complaining. It could be somebody that's got a spirit of pride. It could be any of those things, right? And you're just like going, oy vey, right? But you're not saying it much, but you know how you're seeing it. And that's custom glasses. You've already put the glasses on. You've already determined how it's going to be. You're already seeing it through that slant. It's not that they've never done anything. It's just that you and I tend to stay in those zones and see people that way. And so no matter what was going to happen with Saul and King Saul and David, David was going to impute evil motives to Saul's actions. I've gone through this with a professor. I'm just confessing. Right? I had a professor before we started the radio show, and my buddy in the process was a pastor, was my like a schoolmate, and he would write me and go, why does she, you know, jump on you like that? I mean, he was asking me, right? And I'm like, every time this statement, I just instead of having any kind of change of heart or mercy, I was mad. My anger did not work the righteousness of God. And sometimes people do that because of other reasons. It's not because of you. And we need to do a better job of not wearing custom glasses where we see the downside on people. So the question to ask is, what kind of glasses do we use with others? And are those glasses approved prescription glasses from God?